turn to the Parsha Pshat. Rashi already tells us in the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, we're talking about the inyan of smicha of a carbon. Which carbon? Parhalan Davar Shel Tzibur. We saw in Parshas Vayikra, if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in Horah and people follow it, so they bring a carbon, and even though typically you don't have smicha on a carbon tzibur, only on a carbon yachid, but as the Mishnah tells us in Menachos, there are two exceptions. One is Tzarei Mishtaleach, where the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the Rosh HaKarbon, and the other is this case, Parhalan Davar Shel Tzibur, where Ziknei Ha'eda, as the Pasuk tells us, place their hands on the head of the carbon. Just to mention, by way of background, the Meiri points it out over here, the Mishnah basically says that these are two exceptions, but the Meiri just elaborates, just to recognize that smicha is not just a formal act, physical act with the hands, but it's always accompanied by dvarim, by words. What kind of words? When a carbon chatas is brought by a yachid, what does the person do when he puts his hand on the carbon? He says vidui. He says vidui. And similarly, even by an asham certainly as well, an ola, there's some kind of a vidui as well. It's also machaper. What about a shlamim? The person brings a yachid brings a carbon shlamim. So he also says something. He says in Iri divei shavach v'hoda. There's a story of Choni Amagel, if you remember, in Tainis, at the end of the story, when the rain finally came, he said to bring a carbon shlamim. And so the Lashon did that. He said vidui, but it doesn't mean vidui of confession. It's vidui in a different way. We have vidui this week in Parshas Kisavo, vidui meiser. It's not saying that he did anything wrong. It's the opposite. You're talking about how you did everything right. So shlamim also has a quote-unquote vidui, which comes with the smicha. So when the kanim of the Sanhedrin place their hands on the Parhalan Davar Shel Tzibur, they're also doing vidui for the Avera. And how many of the Sanhedrin have to do it? That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the din here of Shlosha, according to Tanakama, and five, according to Yehuda. The Machok is based on the Psukim, as we saw, B'samchu, Ziknei. So if you dash in B'samchu 2 and Ziknei 2, then you have 4, and then you add 5. And if you hold it just Ziknei that you dash in, then you have 2 plus 1 makes 3. That's one dimension to Smichas Kenim. Now, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, that we give on the days. Tana, Smicha Usmichas Kenim the Gemara. This Braisa has two different statements, Smicha and Smichas Kenim. Again, our Mishnah has a Russian Smichas Kenim. The Braisa says Smicha and Smichas Kenim. So the Gemara asks, "My smicha or my smichas kein?" What are the two things? Amar Rav Yochanan mismach sabi. So we're discussing something called smicha sabi, which means Rashi likros lahem Rebbe, the notion of giving the authority for a dayan to be able to be qualified, to be done special dinim, and he has a name, Rebbe, that's the smicha of smichas, smicha sabi. Which is which? There's two languages, smicha u smichas kenim. How do you learn it? According to the Braisa, what is smicha?
Smicha sabi.
Smicha sabi. Smichas kenim is Tzibur. Why are you assuming that? Because Mishtama, Smichas Kenim of the Braisa would parallel Smichas Kenim of the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, we just got finished explaining the Mishnah that's discussing Parhalan Davar Shel Tzibur. Yeah, that would be intuitive. To say otherwise would say that the Braisa is using different language than the Mishnah. Smichas Kenim of the Mishnah means one thing. Smichas Kenim of the, and that the Braisa would call Smicha. And the Braisa uses a different term, Smichas Kenim, for this inyan of calling him Rebbe, and that's the inyan of, you know, what we say, Smicha. Okay, I mean, it's not impossible to say that, but Pashtus, you should be right. So the Gemara goes on to discuss this inyan. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef. mismach sabi b'shlosha minola. So now you're telling me there's a notion of mismach sabi, that three dayanim are required to give somebody the authority and the title of Rebbe. So how do you know you need three? In terms of Param Davashot Sibur, we explained the machokes, why one man misses three in the psukim. But this inyan, where do you know you need three? This is what we find with Moshe and Yehoshua and Parshas Pinchas. Moshe placed his hands on Yehoshua, and this is considered a paradigm for the inyan of Mismach Sabi. Now, what is Moshe doing? Pashut Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu is making Yehoshua into a leader, a parnas al tzibur. Right? We're not talking about, you wouldn't imagine read the psukim, that we're talking about a special koach to be done in specialized cases. We're talking about a srara type of an authority. Okay, but again, I guess you could say that this inyan of being called Rebbe is also a srara. It's also an authority. It's a koach. After all, what name is associated, word is associated with someone who has smicha? What word in the Chumash? Elohim. What does Elohim always mean? Rashi, it's a lashon of srara. So there you have it. So Yehoshua took on a certain srara when Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands on him. And we have this paradigm to be used for the whole inyan of granting authority as a dayan that has a certain measure of srara. Right? And how does it manifest itself in terms of being able to be done certain special cases of knasis, the fascist, the chuli. So how do you know you need three? So if you tell me from the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, now there he used his hands, okay? I thank you so much. So nice of you. Thank you very much. I'm Shatzadik, okay. Okay. Talk to Gemara. How do you know you need three? So why three? You should have sufficient with one. Moshe Rabbeinu with one. We're going to see this in other cases in the Mishnah. Moshe Rabbeinu is not considered one. Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of Shivim Ve'echad. Now why? So look at Rashi says. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Rosh and Shakul Kikula. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shakul like everybody. And the ultimate based in the authority is Ayin Aleph. And that's the Koach, the collective body that has Svar over Kal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Rosh and Kal Yisrael. And or maybe Rashi means like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was Rosh Lahem. Lahem means to what? What's Lahem? To the Sanhedrin. Oh. So if he's the Rosh Sanhedrin, then he has the din of the whole Sanhedrin. That's the Stam Mor, Rashi means. So Rashi explains the notion of Makom Shel Be'echad, because being the Rosh Sanhedrin means to represent the whole Sanhedrin. So there was a Sanhedrin already in existence, and we should. Why is that true? Because we are in Parshas Pinchas now. And as we noted yesterday, when did the Sanhedrin, when was it established? In Balosra. So there was already a Sanhedrin. So Moshe Rabbeinu being Rosh Sanhedrin, so he's been Malkam Shin Be'achad, he gives smicha to Yehoshua. We have to see, maybe there was even a Sanhedrin before that. We'll have to see it at some point later in the Mishnah also. There's references to Shin Zakenim and Chumash, but okay. But meanwhile, Moshe is Shin Be'achad. In fact, the Gemara, if so, Lipoy Shin Be'achad. So what do you get three? Enter the Gemara. Or not enter the Gemara. Kash. So it's interesting. We have a din in the Mishnah without an explanation. That's where it ends up. Or at least in the Braisa. The Mishnah, we're not yet. We're not sure about the Mishnah. The Mishnah passage, this is not discussing this. This is the Braisa. That you need three for Smicha Sabi. Igmar doesn't really know why you need three. Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua is either one or 71. Now, you know the rule is, when the Gemara says Kasha, as opposed to Tiyufta, so what does Kasha suggest? That it's not refutation. Okay, we don't. Gemara didn't feel the need right now to give an answer. So the Mestama is an answer. The Meiri here in the Gemara just says something simple. He says, okay, So really it should be one. Moshe Rabbeinu is one. However, he says, it's actually on Yudal Amid Aleph, but it's been again this Gemara. Smicha zu eina ela b'shlosha v'af al pisha Moshe Rabbeinu yachid haya ein kol ha'yichidim shavim. Ein kol ha'yichidim shavim. Not all yachidim are identical. V'chein af al pisha Moshe Rabbeinu b'makam shim v'echad hu shavei haya rosh v'kulan, like Rashi says, ein machmirin b'kach ela shlosha somchim. Basically, you don't have to be machmir to require 71. And on the other hand, you can't just get by with one, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not the same yachid as you and I, even if we have smicha. So say that if you need to have a yachid, you can't have a yachid, you have to have three. Okay? So we have a din in the braisa of smicha sabi. The Gemara goes on to clarify points and halachas b'negea this inyan. So the first thing clarifying the Gemara right now is, is it required that you have to put your hands on the person that you're calling Rebbe? Hereby, you're called Rebbe, but it's also required, smichas yadayim, literally, like Moshe Rabbeinu did to Yeshua, as it says in the Pasuk, v'yismachas yadav alav. And the answer is, amalei, so Ravashi says, samchin le b'shma. What does it mean, b'shma? With a title. Smicha is to grant the title. Kari le Rebbe, v'yave le reshusa le meidan de niknasis. They call him Rebbe, and he give him reshus, authority, to dan de niknasis. Rashi, v'yade mami samchin le tishay in the Gemara, do you have to put your hands on his head of the elders? Le meidan de niknasis Elohim ksiv. The mashma dayani mumchin. And by other dinimamines, we don't need mumchin, that's the beginning of the parak, nilas delis. But without nilas delis, in those cases that you need mumchin, you need smicha, and Rashi goes on with cases that you would need special certification, if you will, of smicha. So that's enough to just give him the authority to do it. Why does the Gemara only mention dinei knasis? What else could the Gemara have said? Seemingly, what else? Ginei nefashis. Chayre, that's true as well. Strange, the Gemara only mentions ginei knasis. Yet, Baal Batis, you could say that we saw the Ramban yesterday or 2 days ago in the Sagas of Ramban to Sefer Mitzvahs that brings that the Gemara says that the Sanhedrin went into Golus 40 years before the Churban. And from that point on, Sanhedrin Kitana was no longer able to be done ginei nefashis. So the Gemara is discussing in its time, was it Negeya, Din Nefashis? Because anyway, they were not able to do that Din Nefashis. So Negeya, Din Nekenasis. So it mentions Din Nekenasis. Maybe Pasha Pshad, you could say like that. But the Inyan of Smichas Negeya, Din Nefashis, as well as Din Nekenasis. Then the Gemara goes on a homaisa that the chain of Smicha was almost broken, and there was a Mesivas Nefesh of sorts in order to keep it going. Okay, so this is. And then there's more dinim further on. Now, all of this is to explain the braisa. Smicha or smichas kenim. Back to the Mishnah. Smichas kenim, vishlosha, barifas egla, vishlosha. So it's clear from the Gemara that the Mishnah is discussing the smichas kenim of parham davish al tzivu. But if you look at Perisha Mishnais, la Rambam, you see the Rambam explaining the Mishnah in light of the Gemara that explained the Braisa of Smicha Sabi. And he goes into this whole inyan of Smicha Sabi as Pshat in the Mishnah. Does the Rambam mean to say that the Mishnah is discussing only this Smicha, Smicha Sabi, and not Haram Davish of Tzibur? So, in the Pirsha Mishnah, the Rambam here, we almost don't know. In the Bar Tanura sheds light on the Rambam, and I think in light of the other Rambam in Menachos, I think it's clear that the Rambam would agree with this. What does the Bar Tanura say? First of all, he says, "Tznichas kainim is what al rosh parim davar shel tzibur." One pshat. Zap the bar tenura the yesh b'mashmaus hadvarim gam minui hadayon. So what does it mean? B'yesh b'mashmaus hadvarim, that the Mishnah is using an expression tznichas kainim to mean two things. To mean tznicha ala karban, and also this inyan of minui dayan. Both things lie in the words of the Mishnah. What's the ikar pshat of the Mishnah? It would sound like, what's the main pshat? The main pound up. But also included is minui dayan. Shagadol hasomech tzorech sheyitzarif imo shnayim kishirotza lismo chacham. So the gadol hasomech, it's like there's one really that's the somech, and he has two with him. Now, we see in the Rambam as well, Pesha Mishnah. What's really happening when you have a Beis Din of three giving a person the smicha? So, how is the smicha being granted to that person? You have to have a presence of three, but the actual smicha is coming through
one.
The one. In other words, and that's why the Rambam will say, as we'll see in a minute, that it's enough to have one samuch, and the other two don't need to be smuchim. Chayra, why not? Why not have three smichs, three smuchim? So you have to know the makar of the Rambam. Good, the Nosei Kelim discuss it. But the Lamdis should be clear, because the notion of having a samuch is because if you don't have a samuch, you can't transmit the smicha. Because the whole notion of smicha is the chain. Right? So you have to have one of the Beis Din to have the smicha that it can go on. But you don't need that all three have to have smicha. So that's what the Rosh Narav is saying as well. Tzarech sheyitzaref shnayim kesherot tzalis mochacham kdei shikar rebi v'yodin d'niknasach. The Rosh of smicha mishim d'chsiv ha'yismach et yadav alav v'lo d'boi mismach yadav alay ela b'shma kari lei rebi. This is from the Gemara that we just read. Another halacha, this is from the Gemara later in Yudalit, the ain't smicha b'chutz garetz, all this is in the Rambam Perek Dalit as well, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, it can't be done b'chutz garetz, el tzarech she'asomech ve'hanismach yukul on the Eretz Yisrael. And once you do the smicha process, v'az yelo reshus lan din eknosis afi b'chutz garetz, because Sanhedrin can function b'chutz garetz as well, once the smicha was given b'aretz. Okay, now we're going to have to look at this by itself, but let's just read it in the Rav. He brings something else from the Rambam. This pshat, yesh b'shmashmosan, is also the Rambam. But now he brings a chidush of the Rambam that we'll see here as well as in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The kasav harambam, zok the bar tenura, that the Rambam says the following, shenira lo, shebizman hazeh, she'en lanu samoch ish mipi ish Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have lost the chain. At what period in history approximately did this happen? The Rishonim say it was around the time of Abaye v'Rava and the Gemara. Parallel in Eretz Yisrael was Hillel Hanasi that we spoke about. The Ramban that we saw in Hasagas, the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban, the Sefer Askus, also Barichos, the Baal Mar and Rosh Hashanah. They all talk about this Hillel Hasheni personality that he recognized that Smicha is soon going to come to an end. So that's why those who attribute the calendar to him is because he realized that he has to do something. So Lamaisa, we're past that, and we lost smicha. So it says the Rambam, there's a way to get it back. We don't need to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi, who had smicha, because, you know, he was part of that natural chain. We can bring it back. And tremendous chiddush of the Rambam. Nira lo, this is the Bar Tanur attributing this to the Rambam, Shibizman Azeh, so if it's a consensus of all the Chachmei HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael to give smicha to one individual or to many, they get smicha just because of the consensus of Klal Yisrael. And these people now that receive the smicha by way of consensus have the authority. Whose words are these? The Rambam's words, not the Rav's words. These are the Rambam's words. So I want to talk about this soon as well by itself, but this is an incredible idea. And it led to tremendous controversy, as you may all know, in the period in Tzfat in the 1600s, 1500s, late 1500s, early 1600s maybe. But the Meir Rav and the Marbach and back and forth and fireworks, and there were people who got smicha, the Beis Yosef among them. So this is interesting in you. But let's go now, Keseder. Let's see the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah and the Rambam in the Yad. Let's see what else we can pick up on this inyan. Oh, so first of all, let's point out. So the Rav already told us that the Mishnah doesn't just refer to smicha sabi. The Mishnah means the ikar what? Param davashot tzibur. But also it includes this. The Rambam here doesn't mention param davashot tzibur. But it seems obvious that the Rambam agrees that the Mishnah is referring to that, as well as smicha sabi, and it's mefurish, as the Tosaf Yadda points out, in the other Rambam, in what, in Menachos, where the Rambam talks about smicha param davashot tzibur, and he, what's his lashon over there? He refers to the Mishnah here, right? Mm. What does he say? It's not, in the Rabbar Tanur, it sounds like the main meaning of the words is Pamdava. And it also includes Michasabi. From the Rambam, I don't know if I put it that way. Rambam, maybe it's equal. It refers to two things. The Rambam here didn't give you one of them. But the Rambam clearly assumed, understood that the Mishnah is according to both things. I'm troubled by the following. The Maisa according to the Rambam. Bishlama in the Braisa, all right. You know, even though they're not really shayach one to the other, but the two expressions, smicha or smichas kenin, bishlosha, the Braisa and the Gemara. Okay, so one refers to pamdam shetzibur smicha, and one refers to smicha of the Kolma Rebbe. And they both have the word that links them together. Right? So you use smicha, smicha, skein, bishlosh. In the Mishnah, it just says smicha, skein. And what does the Mishnah mean? It means totally different worlds converge in one expression. Smicha, skein means smicha la karban by the Zikne Ha'eda, Sanhedrin, and it means smicha of Karel Rebbe. Like, what would the pshat? Mishnah has one expression for totally different, unrelated topics. Moreover, is the din identical? As we see soon in the Rambam, when it comes to smicha sabi, how many have to be smuchim?
One.
When it comes to smicha pamdav shud sibur, what's the din? All of them, because they're all from the Sanhedrin. So like, how could it be Mishnah uses one expression for two unrelated inyanim, and the dinim are actually different, distinct? Here they're all smuch, and here one is samuch. So it's very odd. It's only a ha'ara that should be bothering us. But it's clear for the Rambam that that's what the Pshat and the Mishnah is. Mishnah is not just one, but both. Let's look at the Rambam. And another point, let me mention another point. Rabbi Yehuda is cholek on both. Rabbi Yehuda says what? Chamisha. So now, he's cholek on what? He's cholek on Egarufa, the Gemara explains. He's cholek on Parum Dovash of Sibor, the Gemara explains. And what about Smicha Sabi? Now, why do you need three? The Gemara doesn't really fully answer the question. But the Me'iri at least gives something of an explanation. Good. Lo ko yechidim shavim. Moshe Rabbeinu is a yachid, but we need more than a yachid. We don't require 71. Okay, so we learn three. Rabbi Yehuda would say five. Tehechetesi. Chora, he's not cholik on that, no? So what's he cholik on? He's cholik on one of the definitions of smichas kein. Also a dochek, no? The Mishnah says one word, two words, slichas kenim, one din, that refers to two different cases. And Rav Yehuda's cholik on it, on one of the cases, not the other case. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say that maybe the Rambam would read that Rav Yehuda is only arguing by this egla.
Only arguing on if it's egla. But the Gemara says, but the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says it explains a machlokes, the samchu fitnei, that he dashes the samchu also, he doesn't dash the samchu. So you can't get against the Gemara. So you can, the best you have to say, I think the Kesef Mishnah maybe says it, that he's not cholik on smichas sadi. But the Mishnah said one din for the two of them. And it's, again, it's different, it's a different halacha. Here it's three smuchim, here it's one samuch. And here Rabbi Yehuda's cholik, here it's not cholik. And with Bacha, what bridges these two halachas? Requires more thought. Yeah. Question.
Why can't we just say that there are tarim like I said? So
why can't we say what?
There are tarim like I said. So the Mishnah said it one way, and we're supposed to extrapolate the dinim.
Lash and Kitzar, in other words, the Mishnah speaks. Okay.
So yeah. Saying, so has like,
you know.
You're just supposed to know.
You have to figure it out.
Both.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it's going to mean. But the fact that the dinim are different. And the fact that they don't seem to have any real connection, it's just that the Mishnah is using...
So the Mishnah would have to repeat itself
I understand. But alternatively, you could have said the Mishnah is talking about Palam Davar and not discussing the other Indian at all. And then the Braisa talks about the other thing. But the Rambam didn't want to do that. The Rambam wanted to learn into the Mishnah. But this is what he has to deal with now. Yeah?
It's a little strange to say that like the Mishnah had to be so... curse with this din when previously we're talking about the dinim amonos we felt free to use lots of different expressions to clarify that there are different categories that are different dinim.
Okay, so why couldn't the Mishnah say an extra word, right? Smicha, smicha skim, like the Braisa did.
Smicha skim, smicha skim, smicha skim, malcha, I don't know.
Okay, I understand. Look. This is what we have, so we have to figure out something. We have to figure out, you know, maybe what could be the answer. Okay, let's see the Rambam, Perusha Mishnah. Smichas kenim hu minay dayanim v'haremes al zeh mashenema v'yismach et yadav Allah v'yitzabehu. This is Moshe to Yeshua. V'ein anu svichim smicha b'yadayim. You don't need smicha b'yadayim. Aval ha'ish asher ra'ul l'noso yomru lo abeiz din ha'memanim oso ata rebi ploni samuch ata v'rashoy ata shetodin dine knasis. Interesting lashon haramba. In the Rav, what does it say? And in Rashi also, in Daf Gimel, what is the verbal granting of smicha entail? Saying what?
Rebbe.
That's it. What do you see in the Lashon of Rambam? A little bit more. What does the Rambam say? Samuchat. You are a samuch, not just your Rebbe. You have a title of Rebbe, Rabbi, right? You are a samuch. And you have the right to be that in the Knesset. Ubazeh, yeh isha u samuch, uhu nikra lohim, ve yodim ko adinim. Something interesting to notice also. Think about Moshe and Yeshua. So Moshe did it biyad, and we have smicha without go biyad, right? We can do it by title, by giving it the title. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua where? The chutzgar. They were in Evayarden. Okay, Evayarden, you have to know. They were in Arvos Moav. From the end of Parshas Chukas, they were in Arvos Moav. So Parshas Pinchas, I mean, it's not clear when he did it. It says that he did it, but it could be Ramban learns here that he did it at the end of his life. But either way, they were not Abbas Moav. They were not quite Eretz Yisrael. So the paradigm of smicha is biyad, and it was in Chutz Laretz. And we have it in a smicha based on that, the chain from Moshe. And he don't need biyad. and it can be only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you can answer Moshe Rabbeinu's context is different. Yeah, you got, you know, so it didn't have to, you know, but for us it has to be different. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, both in the Bartanura and in the Rambam, the Bartanura says we get the Lashon of Smicha from there, and the Rambam says that we have a remez from there. Neither of them says we learn it from there.
Right, that's right. So it's not exactly right. It's not exactly a limud. I mean, the Gemara wants to know how you need three, and one tries to use the pasuk there as the limud. Now, we will see a Maisa. There's another Maisa Smicha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who else did Moshe give Smicha to besides Yeshua? The Shinzkein and Baloscha. Right? The Ruach went from Moshe to them. That's also, the Rambam going to mention that in the Yad. That's also Smicha. Oh, so here already, it doesn't say that with the Yad. So it's not as much of a kasha that Moshe did Yeshua. The Yad could be at a special Inyan for Yeshua. It's Smicha, but it's more than Smicha. It's Yeshua became the successor to Moshe. So that's the Inyan of the Yad. But by the other Shins Canaan, we don't find that it was done by Yad. Yeah. Let's continue here in the Rambam. Now comes the last point that the Bartanura quoted. Oh, before that. The Inyan. As far as in Sarach Shiyah Shlosha Smuchin, but as Yochonu Smuch Shem Adam, Yesh Bazeh Safek. What's the Rambam Safek? He's not 100% sure. Do you need that all three are Smuchin in order to grant Smicha to someone else? So the Rambam is interesting. He's not sure. Umashin is Bayer Min Hashas Shiyah Godu Shebem Samuch. So this is what the Bartanura said, right? Based on the Rambam's, that Yisbayer min hashas. So this requires more thought. Where in the Gemara does the Rambam see that? So there are no sekeim in the Rambam in the Yad that try to figure it out, but the Rambam concludes that way, that it's enough to have one samuch. But he wasn't sure. Finally, the last point of the Rambam. The Yiroh Ali ki shetias kama mikoach hachamim. Talmidim, the Hagdish Alei an Ish Min HaYeshiva, to take one personality, Biyasimu Oso LeRosh, Ubilvach Yezeb Eretz Yisrael, Kimoshe Zacharnu, Hine HaIsh HaHu, Tiskayim Lo HaYeshiva, VYesamuch VYismachu Achar Kein Mishayirze. Oh, now, the way the Bartanura said it, everyone has a consensus to do what? Lismoch Yachid. Look back in the Bartanura. Lismoch Yachid. Oh, Rabbin. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says the consensus is Yachid. That one. And then he'll take it further. Now the Rambam goes on. Where does the Rambam get this? Now, the mechanism, how it works, we have to figure out. The chain was broken after all. How can you bring it back? And Bachal, why say this? It's a Vayirali of the Rambam. It's like, why? What's driving the Rambam? So he tells you why. Shemlo Toma came. If you're not going to say such a thing, E Efsha Shetimsa based in Agada Le'olam. Lefi Shenitzdarech Sheyia Ko Echad Mehem Samoch Al Koponim. We're not going to be able to get back based in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yied Hashem promised Sheyashuvu Kimo Shenamar in Yeshaya Perek Aleph V'ashiva Shoftech Ki Barishon V'yotzech Ki Vatchila Ach V'chein Yikaruach Yeret Tzedek. And that apparently is going to precede what? It sounds like Eliyahu Navi V'yitz Mashiach. There has to be a Chazar of this in heaven. Fantastic idea of the Rambam and where he gets it from, because there has to be a possibility of getting back to Sanhedrin toward the end of the day, before Nebo Mashiach. Amazing, right? Let's do the following. Let's finish the Rambam. We'll do the Yad. We'll talk more about this. Yeah. The Rambam continues. This is difficult. This is the next part of the Rambam, right? Nemar be'egla rufa v'samchu zikni ha'eda v'b'yudom v'samchu ein pachas mishnayim zikni pachas mishnayim. What's the problem here? The Rambam says nemar be'egla rufa. This pasuk v'samchu is what? It's parhelm dover shel tzibur. The Gemara, we saw the Gemara yesterday. The Bar Tanur does the same thing. The Pella, the Rambam knows what to do. Ramesh Apella. The Gemara has different sukkim by Yagaru for Tadash. I don't know. This is Tzarachi and the Tosis Yantif already struggles here. Let's look at the Rambam in the Yad. Okay. Perek Dalet, some heading. Echad based in Agado, O Sanhedrin Katana, O based in Shoshosha, for the Beisdin to operate as a full Beisdin, Tzvichin Sheyia Kol Echad Mehem Samoch Mipi Samoch. Every member of any Sanhedrin has to be Samoch Mipi Samoch. Moshe Rabbeinu Samach Yoshua Biyad. So here the Rambam continues. Not just Moshe to Yeshua. This is not mentioned in the Pirush Mishnayos. V'chein Hashivim Zekenim, Moshe Rabbeinu Samchan V'sharas Aleihem Shechina. Now, I would argue that this wasn't necessarily biyad. So, not so much of a kasha. How come we don't have smicha biyad? Because we're not just looking to Yeshua, we're looking also to Shivim Zekenim. V'sharas aleihem shechina. So, what does that mean? That the smicha is somehow endowing them with a certain godliness, if you will. Maybe it's not a coincidence that the word used for dayan samuch is what? Is Elohim. We said Elohim means sarara. But the Rambam brings in here, why does he bring it in? That's the story over there. Sharas aleihem shechina. They were nevi'im. No, but the inyan of Elohim to be a dayan is also a certain divine idea. The Ramban writes in Chumash several times like this, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Dayan, and he wasn't let them make a mikshol. It's like there's a certain spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's there. So therefore they're called Elohim. The Ramban is alluding to this here. The Ramban says that they got smicha from Moshe, samcham, however, v'sharas aleihem shechina. But he becomes now a samach. The cage said he has smicha gedolos. Lo she yismachu yedei and alosh hazaken. Ella she kohen lo rebbe veomrim lo harei ata samach. The yesh. Again, what do you see in the Rambam and the Yad, similar to the Pirush Mishnah? Not just Kohen or Revi, but also to say Hareyata Sama. You don't see that in the Gemara. You don't see it in Rashi that we saw. Karli Revi, right? I take other Rishonim too. The Yad Rambam may be there. Yud Gimel. The Smich is Karli Revi. The Rambam adds Hareyata Sama. It has to be that as well. The Ein Samchem Smicha Zilshu Mina Gatzkenim with the Yonas Ela B'Shlosha V'hu Sheyeh Echad Mehem Samach Mipi Acherim K'mo Shebiyarn. So here the Rambam says V'hu Sheyeh Echad Mehem Samach. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos was sort of equivocating and then said Yisbayim Ben Ashas, that it's enough to have one. Here the Rambam says V'hu Sheyeh Echad Mehem Samach, one. So the Kesef Mishnah already, you don't have the whole thing, but you have it here near Midvarot be'echad samach sagi, even though the other two are not smuchim. So he wants to know, where does the Ram get it from? So he has a pshat in the Gemara. The Radvaz has a pshat. There's a diuk in the Gemara. The Radvaz says in the story later on that the Gemara brings, it's enough to have one samach. Let's go to the other Rambam. Oh, then the Ram goes on, and next halach is about Eretz Yisrael. Just a chidush, I just tell you just a marmakum. What is called Eretz Yisrael? What's called Eretz Yisrael? So we have Gvuam of Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Maaseh. We have Kibush of what's called Ole Mitzrayim. Who are the Ole Mitzrayim? Bizmano of Yehoshua. The Gvuam were larger than the Kibush of Ole Bavel with Ezra. We have a whole discussion in the Gemara, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchula Shaita, Kitchula said love, low Kitchula said love, Kedusha Shnia, the Ram Paskins, Kedusha Rishona, low Kitchula said love. So, really, what should matter for Eretz Yisrael? What Kedusha? Kedusha Shnia, Ole Bavel. Very interesting Chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam says here in a later halacha, Halacha Vav, he says, after discussing that smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes, "Kol Eretz Yisrael she'achziku ba ole mitzrayim ruyah l'smicha," which says something interesting, that even if it doesn't have kedushas haaretz for trumas and maaseres and whatever, dina matuim ba'aretz, but as far as the standard of Eretz kedushas Eretz Yisrael for this halacha of smicha, we can go back to the kedusha of ole mitzrayim. That's a very interesting marmokum in Halacha Vav. Again, if we had more time, we can go into all these and yanim in depth, but just to give a little bit of a frame of reference. Halacha Yud Aleph is the Rambam that we saw in Perashat Mishnah. It's about reviving the smicha. Harei shelo haya be'eretz Yisrael ela samach echad, moshev shnayim b'tzido v'samach shivim ke'echad, fine. Nearly advarim. Now the Ram writes it in a very tentative way. Nearly, like he said in Pirsha Mishnah, it is Chiddush. She miskimu koach hachamim, she be'eret Yisrael. Limnos dayonim. Here he says many. Belismoch osan. In the Pirsha Mishnah, it sounded like it was, they designate one, and then it goes from there. Here it says, limnos dayonim. Hare elu smuchim. So the consensus can make smicha. Yesh ren don din knasis. Yesh ren lismoch acherim. Im kein lama hayu chacham mitzdarim ala smicha. Kdei shu oye vatru din knas mi Yisrael. After all, there's an Esa. And the Sugya and Daf Yudala talks about how they want most of nefesh to keep it going. Why not? So it stops, so get started again. What's the big deal? Lefi she yisrael mifuzarim. To get Haskama of Kol Chachmei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Pekar Yisrael all over the globe, and who knows if you have Chachmei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and have consensus. V'mahayasham samach mipi samach in tzarech das kulan. But if you just create the chain, continue the chain, that you don't need everybody to agree. So then you can continue it that way. As long as there's somebody who has smicha, then you can continue it. Eladon din knasas l'chol, sh'ari nismach mipi beis, nevadavar tzarech hechra. The Rambam's conclusion is, I'm not willing to put myself right now on the line with this. It requires a more of a, you know, determination, but there's a yearly. Although in Hilchos Bechoros, I think the Rambam refers to this as well. It sounds like he agreed with it. He thought it was correct. So as I alluded to before, this became a major issue in Tzfat. One of the personalities in Tzfat was the Mabit. The Mabit wrote on the Rambam, what Sefer? But Sefer, Kiryat Sefer. Kiryat Sefer is the Mabit's parish on the Rambam. Marmukum was like, the Kesef Mishnah was his contemporary. Who's the Kesef Mishnah? It's in Cairo, so his masa was that his parish on the Rambam was printed on the Rambam. And the Kiryat Sefer is a separate Sefer, people don't know about it. So, so you have to know there's a Kiryat Sefer and there's a Kesef Mishnah, but they were contemporaries. And they lived in Sfat at the same time. So let's see, do you have it here? At the end they have it? Yeah, thank you. So he quotes Kasav Harav. This is the Mabit, so he's speaking from his own personal life. Kasav Harav, nearly Advarim. Says the Mabit, the Hayom, when he's writing this, Hayom kimo asara shanim, 10 years past, 10 years ago, Mishnas, Hey Reish Ches Tzadi. What year is that translated into our current era, years? Hey, Resh Ches Tzadi.
1550.
What is it? 1550? 15? 1550. Okay, sounds right. Hiskimu, Rov Chachma Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael. Hiskimu, Rov Chachma Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael. Lismoch L'Gado V'Doro Moreinu Harav Yaakov Be'Rav Zal. Yaakov Be'Rav. Vehu samach tzas mi talmidav hamufakim yivorachu mi pi elyon lehachzir hatara liyoshna amen. That's the extent of the Mabit's comment here. So you have to, if you do more research, you find out more about this. But he, Rav Yaakov Be'Rav, was the one that the consensus of Rav Chachmei Yisrael was to masmichim, and then he was somech a number of others. In that list is the Beis Yosef, and there's some questions about exactly who is in the list. Maybe even the Mabit, I'm not sure if he's in the list, could be. Some say that Rav Elazar Askari, who wrote the Sefer Charedim, who also authored Yedid Nefesh, you know, Yedid Nefesh, Mishal Shudas, Rav Elazar Askari was also, according to some, part of those who got the Smich of Yaakov Be'Rav. But you should know, it was very controversial. Who was the antagonist of Mari Be'Rav? What? Mahal Bach, Rav Levi ben Chaviv. Rav Levi ben Chaviv was not in Svat, he was in Yerushalayim. And there's a whole Kuntus HaSmicha that was written by Mibarav, and Rav Chaviv was refuting it. The Tosus Yantif alludes to it a little bit over here. We'll take a look in Tosus Yantif, you'll see. At the end, toward the end of the piece, he quotes. You see the Tosfot Umasha Kasef Harav B'Shem Rambam. This is three lines before they get wide, and Tosfot Yantif. Umasha Kasef Harav B'Shem Rambam. Shebizman Hazeh Im Hayu Maskimim Koach Chachamim V'Chuli. Misayim V'Peirusho. How does he conclude that it has to be this way? Shem Lo Tomer Kain Iyasu Shetimtza Based in Agada La'Olam. Right. Adkan, right? You see Adkan? Five lines after they get wide, he finishes quoting the Rambam. Umasha Kasav Harav, the Bartanura, Badovet Sarah Hechra, who gamke Miloshan Rambam. This is not the Bartanura's words. You can make a mistake and say, oh, the Bartanura quotes the Rambam and he's not sure about the Rambam. No. The Bartanura, now that you saw the Yad, you know, who used the words Badovet Sarah Hechra? Who used those words? The Rambam himself in the Yad. So that's what Tosfos Yantif tells us. Whom Ganoshen the Rambam? The Chibur Perek David. Now, why is it not so sure? Why is the Rambam equivocating to Hechra? The Ra'eli, I mean, after all, the Rambam made a good case. Shiva Shavtech Kibur Rishona. We're going to have the Shoftim are going to come back. The Ra'eli Atam. V'she'ef Shalitchos Haraya Shekasav. He could push away the proof. Sha're Yiyed Hashem Yisbarach Gamkein. Hinei Nochishu Echem Seliyahu Navi. Before the Mashiach of Eliyahu. And according to the two opinions that the Rambam writes at the end of Brachos Melachim, he need be also called and be as Mashiach. Eliyahu is going to come before Mashiach, right? Before Mashiach. Okay, Varehu Samach Beli Safik. Eliyahu Navi undoubtedly has Smicha. The Yachalismach B'Tzir of Shnayim. And then you don't need all three to be Smuchin, as we said. You just need one together with two others. So Eliyahu Navi will get together with two Gedol Yador, and they'll give smicha to someone else. They will come through Eliyahu Navi. Apishenim smuchim kikas Avraham ba'atzmo shemach Sanhedrin. Hari lo yaber tzel samach echad moshev shnayim betzido v'samach shem keechad zeh hazeh. Adkan v'shuv matzasi karav lezeh. This is part of the argument of the antagonist of Ribbon Rav that the raya is no longer a raya. So this is a fascinating historical issue. As I mentioned back in Tzfat, there was much discussion in Eretz Yisrael at different kufas in history. You know, since the establishment of the state, there were attempts and thoughts of it, maybe even before, maybe to create a Sanhedrin and to create a consensus. And of course, to create consensus for Kal Yisrael is, you know. It's not so simple, to say the least. Yes.
Yeah, Rabbanim and Svat, who wanted to renew the smicha, was there intention to bring the geula, or just
if you understand the whole mindset of the period, I think you're probably very correct about that. There was a certain sense of trying to hasten the geula in the air. You know, it's after the Spanish expulsion, and you know, that whole system, that whole school of the Kubalin probably was driven by that as well. So the question is how much, I mean, it still had to be grounded in halacha, there's no doubt about it, but clearly there may have been an undercurrent of that that was I think playing a role too.
According to
me, it's, yeah, apparently at some point, even though, right, according to the Ram, he has a samach, but it didn't continue, even if he, right, whoever gave it to didn't continue. Let me see if the Chinuch mentions this. The Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Shachot with the Shotrim. No, Dafki, he doesn't. He talks about smicha here in Mitzvah Tuf Tzadi Aleph. He says, based on the Ram Moshe, with the Samach of Tamidov, with Tamidov Yoshua, and Samach of Shemis Kenin, but we don't need the Yad, the Boat, Kin Hashem Yerotzim, with Samach of Yibagach HaKos HaTorah, and then Omo Yoshua Shal Chacham, Smuchim, Ophil Echem, and Samach of Yerotzim, Samach, Kornel of Rebbe, Meose Shah. Yeah, but he doesn't mention this, interesting. There's a very interesting comment of the Meshech Chachma, maybe we'll end with this, because it's hard for me to speak. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo, we discussed the other day Kiddush HaChodesh, and we know that Kiddush HaChodesh for the Rambam is very tied in to Sanhedrin Gedola. Sanhedrin Gedola, of course, has to be smuchim. And the Rambam also says that any Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Ri'iya or al pi Cheshbin is connected to Eretz Yisrael. So the Meshech Chachma says something very interesting. He defends the Rambam from the Rambam's attacks in Parshas Bo, on Midrash Zelachem. And he basically says that the Shitas HaRambam that links Kiddush HaKodesh to Eretz Yisrael is because of this other Rambam. That it's possible to revive the Smicha through a consensus of Chachmei Yisrael. So therefore, there is a potential for smicha b'koach in Eretz Yisrael. Again, smicha can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Olim Mitzrayim is good enough, we said, but it has to be Eretz Yisrael. And since the halacha is, according to the Rambam, that smicha could be revived in Eretz Yisrael through this consensus of Chachmei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, says the Meshech Chachma, therefore, the Kiddush HaChodesh Sagi v'cheshbin b'nei Eretz Yisrael, because he says Chazina shedim smuchim yesh lekibbutz haklali lahasmich zekenin kemo based in Samach. The kibbutz of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, latent in that is the koach hasmicha, because the Rambam says that if there'll be a consensus of Chachmei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, they can bring smicha back. So therefore, the cheshbin of Kiddush HaChodesh, which derives from Sanhedrin Gedola, so even today it's deriving from the koach, the latent potential of creating Sanhedrin Gedola, which means everyone having smicha in Eretz Yisrael because of this mechanism of the Rambam. That's why the Rambam has this halacha of linking everything back to Eretz Yisrael. I saw one in my sefer, I bring one of these, one of the more recent achronim, Hershenson from Hoboken was a great Rav, and he wrote a little kuntus on Luach. So he teaches Misha Asanishim Labuseinu Begalosan Abdul Tzacherus, Huigalosan Bekarov. So he says, first of all, why do we say this over here, Birchas HaChodesh? Why do we do it? So some say, because we're trying to get Mashiach to have Smicha, to be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh again, Al Pi Ri'iya. That's what some explain. So they ask on this, but wait a second, they did Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Ri'iya even after the Sanhedrin, even until after the Churban. Okay, but he wants to say, Hu Yigal son of the Karov, meaning that we don't have to wait for, we can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can create Kiddush HaChodesh sooner rather than later. Why? Because Chaverim Kol Yisrael. will create a consensus of Chachmei Yisrael, we'll renew the Sanhedrin like the Rambam says, and maybe we can Mekadosh HaPiriya once again. So that's why you say Chaveim Kol Yisrael, come among other Perushim. But again, it shows you the connection between Kiddush HaChodesh and the Smicha, which is what you see in the Meshach Chachma too. So, okay, there's much more to say about it, but Mr. Shem, I want to continue in the Mishnah with the next part, Chalitza Miyunim, and we go on in the Mishnah. Okay. Thank you for listening.